when your senior member or your boss is in attendance and the time is short, what do? You don't have to be very bright to figure that one out. A few years ago, when President Kimball was still hale and hearty, in our temple meeting one day, he said to us, with a little sparkle in his eye, "How are you doing with learning Mandarin Chinese?" And when I went home that evening, I said to Ruby, "Ruby, how are you doing with learning Mandarin Chinese?" And she said, "Not very well." But the next morning, and after 50 years, she went up to the University of Utah and signed up for Spanish 101. She did well with it. I found that I would have to get up a little earlier in the morning and do the dishes a little more often at night, and because she was studying, and she did well with it. And she did well, and I was so proud of her. Then later on, I was assigned to go behind the Iron Curtain into Dresden, Germany, into East Germany. And I didn't know what Ruby was doing, but she called Thelma Fetzer, whose husband had been president of one of the German missions. And she had Thelma bear her testimony in phonics, just bear it over the telephone. And Ruby wrote it down the way it sounded. She worked on that, and I didn't know this was happening. And so in Dresden, when the time was appropriate, and I asked her to bear her testimony, she started to bear her testimony in German. And she did well, and I was so proud of her. And then she became confused and finished in Spanish. But the German people came up and put their arms around her. And then there is an end to this story, but it's an interesting one. But she did the same thing with Brother Kikuchi in learning some Japanese. And so when we were in Japan, and I asked her to bear her testimony to the missionaries in Okayama, Ruby stood there and started to bear her testimony and getting some of those few of the words out. And the missionaries were so pleased that they would go, "Come on, try a little harder. And they helped get her over some of the difficult words. And she bore her testimony. Then in the state conference the next day, she did well in with a few words to the stake. We heard the girls, some of the young Japanese girls sitting behind us, they were crying, the ones in the choir, because they were so pleased and so happy that Ruby had put forth that effort to try and learn her Spanish, her Japanese. This has been a wonderful day, outstanding in every way. You have heard a lot of advice. You've heard a lot of counsel and of things to do. And I would only say in my brief time here, this is really the beginning of what you will learn and the knowledge you will acquire and the things and the facts and the learning to work with people and to be able to contact and communicate with people and to go out in that world and do some of the things that Brother Clark has just advised you to do and indicating to you that it can be done. And I know that that is true. We've lived in that world for a long time. And so now you're starting in really out in the life where you will learn so much. You'll be able to do so much and will be able to accomplish so much. But I would only add to the other advice that you've received. Learn, live the principles of the gospel. Don't start to slough off and give in a little here and a little there. Ruby and I have lived in every decade of the 20th century, everyone of all 10. I could write a book about each one of those 10 decades of the things that you learned, the things that you've learned from people and doing associating with them. And so I'm saying to you now, as you go out into the world, we don't know where you'll be living, but it'll be somewhere that will, and it'll change from time to time. And you'll have an opportunity to work with people and to be an example and to have them look at you and to find out who you are and where you come from, and why you dress the way you dress, and why you carry on your family's responsibilities the way you do, and the way you look, and the way you communicate with people. What a grand and glorious opportunity you'll have. You live the gospel. And as you live the gospel, I would hope that you would also be patriotic citizens and be defenders of the Constitution, and to know more about it, and to understand what some of our ancestors did a few years ago in making possible what we have today. And in George Washington's first inaugural address, and some of the comments made by George Washington, I was going to read some of them to you. I won't have the time. But they wondered, how will we hold on to what they've given us? Will we have the courage and the strength and the desire to attempt to understand the firing feeling of liberty that they felt in bringing the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence to us? And so I'm saying to all of you, what a blessed people we are. You have the gospel. You have the gospel, and you know that God lives and that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of a living God. And that the gospel has been restored to the earth. And we see it in action, and you see the results of what is going on. And all of this, the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution came about in preparation for that to take place. It's all part of a wonderful fabric that we understand that we're part of. And so to all of you, we congratulate you for what you have done. And we thank the faculty and the staff and all who have had such a great part in helping you attain your degrees. Now you go out into the world and live the way you should live and act the way you should live and be good citizens of the country wherever you live and stand for something and make the world a better place as a result of your life. God lives. I know that. I was in the temple when President Kimball was in the room when he received the revelation regarding the priesthood. I was there. I was the junior member. I know that this work is true. We thank you for this day. We congratulate you for it. I leave you my love, my witness, my testimony that this is true. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.